The actor who protested against the so-called Hobbit Law says recent changes allowing film workers to negotiate collectively will protect those working on Amazon's Lord of the Rings series. After months of speculation, the tech giant has confirmed what's thought to be the world's most expensive TV series will be shot in New Zealand. It's expected to benefit both the film industry and the economy, but some are worried the show's mega budget may take Middle Earth away from its humble beginnings. Katie Scotcher reports.
Back in 2010, New Zealand actor Robin Malcolm led a campaign to negotiate a standard contract for actors in The Hobbit. The films were on the brink of moving overseas until the former national government stepped in and changed employment laws to define those working on the movies as independent contractors. This year, the government revoked changes to what became known as The Hobbit Law. Robin Malcolm says the ability to negotiate collectively will protect those working on the upcoming series.
Actors can, if they discover that they are being treated unfairly compared to their compadres from other countries, that they can collectively bargain. I don't know whether that will be necessary. I would hope that Amazon will treat all actors equally, whether they are from, you know, from New Zealand, Australia, UK, America, Europe, wherever.
She says Kiwi workers have been exploited here in the past, but she hopes the industry has moved on since then.
If we do see that starting to happen, that as groups of workers we're strong enough to go, no, that's not acceptable to us. But at this stage, you know, I've got a few friends of mine who are already working on the production and pre-production, and from what I can gather, they're being treated really well and they're really enjoying it.
Jed Brophy spent years immersed in Tolkien's world. He played orcs, elves and Nori the Dwarf in all six Middle-earth films. He's excited about the upcoming series, but is also wary of the show's mega budget.
I really do hope that the budget doesn't become a constraint, that it doesn't become about trying to make something so big that it actually forgets the humble place at which the writing actually came from.
Pre-production in Auckland is already underway, and filming is expected to start in the coming months. Jed Brophy says he isn't involved in the show, but would love to be. He says Amazon should hire actors and film crews from Middle Earth.
I hope that they don't just come here to use the locations. I hope that they come here to use the people, because New Zealanders have embraced the world of Middle Earth. You know, I hope that they look at casting here. I hope that they look at using New Zealand crew, because those people with the intellectual property that they have from those six films, it's an immense wealth of knowledge and passion for the franchise of these books.
Bruce Hopkins, who played Gamling in the final two chapters of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, would also love to land a role in the series.
Far out if there was scope to bring in someone from, you know, Lord of the Rings such as myself, I'd be more than happy to be there.
The show will explore storylines that precede the Lord of the Rings trilogy and The Hobbit. Bruce Hopkins says that shouldn't stop the show's producers bringing back some familiar faces.
They're shooting it around a time frame that's way predates what we saw in Lord of the Rings and the movies. So it'd be interesting to see if they think they might want to bring some of the actors, maybe not even in the roles that they were in Lord of the Rings, because as I said, predates it by a long time, but bring some of those actors into other roles.
Casting details are still under wraps, but Robin Malcolm hopes Amazon does something a little different.
I would love Gandalf to be a woman. I think Gandalf should be a woman. Why have another old guy with a long white beard? I mean, Ian McKellen did a brilliant job of it. We don't need another one. Let's have an old Māori Kuia playing Gandalf.
A release date for the series is yet to be announced. Mō te hōtaka o te atanei. Ko Katie Scott Churaho.